This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Next Normal on Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj. In this new series, we explore the next normal and all things related to the world of business. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about trusted voices. So COVID-19 has prompted many brands to reevaluate their marketing strategies and make cuts on their marketing spend when necessary. And this early on affected the influencer economy at large, which depends primarily on being able to create lifestyle content that draws in followers and, of course, advertisers. But towards the later part of these COVID-19 lockdowns, we began to see a shift. As more of us were cooped up at home, we spent more time on social media and engaging with our favorite influencers. More brands and celebrities started leveraging on video platforms, live streaming, and even TikTok to connect with their audiences. Is this a trend expected to continue in a post-pandemic world? How do brands find the right influencers to be the trusted voices consumers have begun to expect during this time? And what kind of content will be the next normal in the influencer economy? Well, to answer these questions, we have with us on the show today, Andrew Lee from Next Level Self-Serve Micro Influencer Marketing Platform, Komachi Network.
Well, I'm Andrew, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of KomachiNetwork.com. Komachi Network is an influencer marketing platform where we are providing platforms to connect between brands and the influencers itself. Knowing that there's no single place for you to discover influencers in the first place, we fit the gap in this industry. Basically, we in Malaysia, we have offices around the regions, and then Malaysia is our HQ. We have close to 5,000 influencers on our platforms, and we're also operating out of Singapore, Thailand, and latest is Cambodia. Yep.
All right, Andrew, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. I want to start with how this COVID-19 pandemic has changed consumer habit and how this has affected sales and marketing strategies as a whole.
Well, basically, the COVID-19 pandemic has hit every business very badly. I think the way we look at it, and the worst is yet to come. And of course, we come with a very positive mindset to approach the entire episode. And it definitely rewritten the rules and business, the way that brands communicate with their customers base as well. During MCO period, we saw brands and SMEs rush to gain a lot of better understanding on how consumer behaviors in the new reality rapidly shifted toward digital marketing platforms with an increase of screen time, like you said earlier, and the attention span on social media, we see a rise as well. So for influencers who are mostly confined to their homes right now, there's been an increase of a lot of things going on. For example, live streaming, a lot of different categories that has rise that we have never seen before. You know, home fitness, culinary enthusiasts. And a lot more, actually, I can name a few. And the most prominent thing that we have seen so far is that the creative content, such as short films, videos, has tripled during this period, same as consumption rate as well, because people, suddenly they are locked down, they don't have a lot of activities going on, they stick to their phone, and then even phones are being charged 2 to 3 times more than usual. Is that right?
So, Andrew, like you were saying, you know, engagement has never been better than it has been, you know, during these COVID-19 lockdowns. More people are staying at home. But the demand for influencers, I understand, hasn't been great, you know, as brands kind of scale back on marketing spend on this segment. Is that fairly accurate to say?
Well, there are two areas that were coming in. I think so, of course, business, Audrey, has been affected. Our business has gone down like any other business as well. It has gone down. And what we have seen here is also an opportunity too, because of the surge of rapid growth in terms of online engagement. Mm. Mainly, there are two areas that we have been, Komachi has been monitoring very closely. First being the total spend, time spent online has tripled for the past 2 months. And the second of being the significant increase of user-generated content. So engagement rate, viewership, like you said, has gone up. And of course, we have seen business going down. I think the last 2 to 3 months, we have seen a lot of projects being turned down, delayed, postponed. It hurts us as well. But I would just like to share a little bit on our insights here as well, because I think brands have been using this time to restructure and relook at the whole entire second half of the year. What are they going to do next? How would they need to react as a brand as a whole to the whole pandemic and the post-MCO, the plannings and all that has been, you know, revisited again. Objectives has been changed again. So the last 2 months, we've seen a lot of brands restructuring in terms of the marketing plan, their budgets and all that. And we also seen that at the same time that after MCO, we are also receiving a lot of inquiries during these times too, because project has been postponed. The brand has been delaying their spending. They are definitely going to spend. It's just that they are cutting a lot of expenditures, budgets, and all from all different places, such as events, from operations and all that. And but they are also banging on digital as one way to go forward this time around. We have seen that too, because we have received a lot of incoming inquiries coming in. This is a time when I think personally, we should be doubling down on digital media. Yep.
Hmm. Andrew, how have the influencers that Komachi has been working with, you know, how have they generally fared during this time? Because not being able to attend events and do more of these lifestyle-related work may have forced some of them to seek alternative revenue streams, right?
Yes, correct. So we've seen a lot of the traditional way of, you know, getting out there. Because when it comes to influencer marketing, we look at offline and online. So we are getting influencers out there, posting up the brands, attending events, you know, doing a lot of reviews, experiential reviews and all that. So all this has been restricted due to MCO. And then going out there, when going out there is not an option. So we see brands switching from reaching out to influencers by asking them going out to experience the product. So we have seen a lot of activities asking them to experience their brands and services within their own confined areas. Mm. I give you an example. So people are coming up with, the brands are coming up with online reality experience. They put their shows and everything online right now. My brands personally, not to mention the brand itself, but the initiative is bringing all these eyeballs online by with live shows, live streaming ideas, and posting their products directly from their retail to their house for experiencing products. So we have seen this going on like many other digital platforms. I mean, we talk about, you know, Zoom, Netflix and all that. So our business on digital platforms receives a lot of this kind of inquiries. We're seeing the consumption change, marketing consumption change around this time too.
Hmm. What about micro-influencers? You know, how has this whole COVID-19 experience affected them?
So, I mean, first of all, let me just give a little bit of introduction here between what is between the difference between micro and normal influencer marketing that we talk about. Hmm. So basically, if we talk about influencer marketing, that's macro to micro, that's nano, some of us would actually coin that. But generally, we define it as macro and micro. And for micro, it's between 1,000 of followers to up to 50,000 followers. Anything more than that is is macro, as we see. And then while the macro has a lot of reach, I mean, having a million followers, 10 million followers, you definitely have that kind of influence in terms of reach. But when it comes to micro, and then it's all about engagement. Mm-hmm. You see, when you have 1,000 followers, these are all your friends. First of all, you gain the trust, and then comparatively to a larger pool of followers, you have the higher engagement rate, and you have high conversion rate at the same time too. So these are the differences between macro and micro. The problems here in the market, even before MCO, Audrey, is about finding the right influencers for yourself. So the reasons why we are having the platforms, our business are counting very much on the recruitment of influencers. So these influencers are recruited under our platforms. While we are not signing any contract with them, but what we promise them is that we are finding the right fits of the brand and bringing them and connecting them to the influencers. So data is a great unique proposition that we have. So we're providing a lot of fit for the brand itself, and especially for micro. The challenge for micro influencers is that they're small and they're not easy to be discovered. That's exactly what we are doing on Komachi Network. We are providing the platforms for them so that they are able to be discovered by brands when brands signing up on our platforms. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but when we come back, what kind of content will be the next normal in the influencer economy? Stay tuned to find out. BFM 89.9.
Baba from Malacca. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Next Normal on Resource Center with me, Audrey Raj. Andrew Lee, Chief Marketing Officer of Komachi Network, is on the phone with me right now, and we are discussing the next normal in influencer marketing, trusted voices. Andrew, some people are calling it the pandemic pivot. Brands are discovering that the influencer marketing business model could be particularly well suited to this COVID-19 world we suddenly find ourselves in. Because like DIY content, you know, stuff that influencers film at home, that still remains viable while commercial photo shoots have been shut down, right? And the communication seems more authentic and trustworthy as opposed to being carefully curated by a bunch of people in suits. Is this something that you guys at Komachi are seeing too? This reliance on micro-influencers, trusted voices, and more casual content?
Yes, we do. And then, before the commercial, before the global lockdown and all that, so these are some of the stats I can give you already, and that it will actually be on the rise. And then this is what we believe too. So you see, 50% of the followers always have tried something that is recommended by their friends, and their friends means these are the conglomerate of people that are having higher influence among their friends. Mm-hmm. And slowly, and we have seen a lot of people come to the rise during MCO time. People start singing, people start talking, people start sharing knowledges on over the platform, social media platforms. So these numbers would continue to rise. And of course, we have statistics like, you know, every one out of three followers made purchase after seeing a post. And on our platforms as well, itself, on KomachiNetwork.com itself, we have seen engagement rate tripled during this time too. So if you're looking at the content, from content perspective, we have seen a lot of quality content coming out from influencers itself. You know, not just about, we are talking about first timers who are just realizing the power of influencing. We have seen celebrities who have never believed in, social media and all that. Now they are on social media. They started selling something and they started reaching out to people. and they started enjoying a bit of outcome right now. And then, so seeing this shift of people, you know, flowing into social media and then started generating a lot of content back to the communities, I think this is definitely good to the market out there.
So is timing an issue at all? Is this the right time to be focusing on influencer marketing?
Well, Audrey, that's a very good question, because a lot of my clients have called up to me and asked me, Andrew, what should we do right now? And then should we reconsider everything that we are doing right now? Should we go into digital or not at this point of time and all that? I said, yes, of course. Why not? You see, not coming from, you know, my positions in Komachi, I'm speaking on behalf of the rest of the brands who are not just engaging influencer marketing itself. I think at this time, by looking at the statistics that are showing up on everyone's tracking tools, be it Google Analytics and all that, you've seen a lot of search there. A lot of eyeballs are going on your mobile right now. A lot of eyeballs are going through your PC, laptops. So if there's any better time, that would be now, Audrey. And then they should be considering digital, you know, counting on digital, putting on digital budgets in. And then some of our clients, and more than half of them, are actually retaining their media budget at this point of time, Audrey. That is because they are recognizing the importance of keeping their brands out there. Mm-hmm. And then we look at YouTube, you look at other channels on Facebook ads and all that, they're doubling down at this point of time.
Mm. So how can influencer marketing help businesses respond better during times like this?
So it all comes back to, you know, the golden rule of marketing. And for an impactful micro-influencer marketing, that would be authentic content, that choosing the right influencers, micro-influencers, to help them to curate a real stories that can drive real engagement, get their stories travels through social media and all this. And here comes with some picks of tips where kicking off your social influencer marketing journeys would be defining your objectives. I think coming with objectives that would be, you know, knowing what do you want to do at this point in time. Do you want to raise your awareness, generate leads, or just to increase and retain your brand loyalty? And then with influencer marketing, where Komachi also can help would be helping you to define your target audience by selecting the right influencer through our data-driven platforms, mm-hmm. where we are able to provide you that kind of demographics and psychographics need of understanding the followers and also the influencers itself, matching better with the brands. And then the last three would be, of course, the right influencers and your content. Your content must come with a powerful perks that would drive actions at the end of the day. And then, of course, measuring success using our platforms. We know that a lot of challenges come from not able to gain insights after engagement with influencers marketing. Hence, on our platforms, there will be a real-time reporting tools to help keeping track of results using the data that improves and optimize the outcome.
Andrew, just before we go, I want to talk about what it's going to be like next. You know, so moving forward, how do you see brands engaging with influencers to further their purpose?
So I think with the rapid growth of a number of social media users going on right now, the increase of number of amount of time spent on social media, influencer marketing will play a more prominent role in terms of brand marketing strategy. So as for Komachi, we are all well positioned to leverage on growing influencer marketing spend. And for a lot of the brands out there, I think when it comes to a certain new, I mean, influencer marketing is not new in the market, but it's not saturated as well, because we have seen a lot of people are started coming in on board on social influencer marketing right now. But what's more important here is that we need more data to justify the marketing activities that is with influencer marketing. So this is also why at Komachi, we have a singular mission on creating a vibrant communities for brands and influencers to come together and collaborate in a more scalable manner. And we all know that micro-influencers is very hard to be discovered. And then that's why we put up platforms for them to be connected. And then we would actually also be focusing our efforts and resource into bringing more talents coming together to be ready to be discovered by brands as well. So widen the opportunities to be connected between the brands and influencers, both locally and regionally, and curate authentic stories that are aligned with the brand's key messaging. I think this is the most important thing in terms of influencer marketing. Yeah.
All right. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
And for our listeners out there who need more information on Komachi, where can they go?
So there are two communities that we are targeting. And then if you are influencers out there, you're generating awesome content, or you can new and all that, you can come to our platform, komachinetwork.com, and you sign up with our mobile apps to become an influencer. And then we would actually go through some pre-qualifying round of processes in the app itself, and then guiding you to be connected with the brands out there. And on the second target group would be the brands, and whether it's SMEs, you know, small businesses or big corporates, you can come to KomachiNetwork.com, and then we have a tool called Komachi Plus to assist you coming on board, and then you can jump straight after that into discovering our thousands of followers on our platforms and start running your campaigns there.
I've been speaking with Andrew Lee, Chief Marketing Officer at Komachi Network. The Next Normal will be back again same time next week on Resource Center to discuss how to stay ahead of the curve in this new business environment we find ourselves in. Till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.